For 3 straight days this week, some Detroit public schools buildings were closed because too many teachers called in sick. These rolling sick-out protests have picked up steam in recent weeks. They've drawn some major backlash and attention to a district in freefall. Crystal Fisher saw it on the Monday morning news. Her 5-year-old son's school was closed because too many teachers had called in sick. Fisher made do for that day. But when she got the call on Tuesday, the school was closed again. The working single mom had to scramble, and she wasn't too happy.
It may be an issue with the teachers, but sure, they're causing issues with the parents. They're making us suffer.
Fisher didn't really understand what the teachers were so upset about. She has noticed one thing at her son's school, though.
The classrooms are overcrowded. Too many kids to one teacher.
Overcrowding is just one item on the long list of complaints Detroit teachers have right now. In some other schools, it goes way beyond that.
I've seen some very well-maintained buildings, and I've seen some buildings that would break your heart.
That's Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. He toured some schools Tuesday and vowed to fix the most egregious building problems, like black mold and collapsing ceilings. But Duggan's powers are limited. That's because the state has run the Detroit Public Schools for almost 7 years through a series of emergency managers.
And it's been 7 years of enrollment decline, deficits, test score decline, and now a third of the money coming to the schools is being diverted to debt.
That's $3.5 billion in debt, a chunk of it short-term debt run up by the emergency managers. Under Michigan law, emergency managers are supposed to put cities and school districts with budget deficits back in the black. But in some places, especially in school districts, emergency management has made bad situations even worse. And it's put Detroit schools on the brink of what the city of Detroit has already experienced, bankruptcy.
The state has created debt after debt after debt that it can't pay off.
Nina Chacker is a special education teacher in the Detroit Public Schools. She says teachers are now at a breaking point, and many feel like they've got nothing to lose by protesting.
People leave every single week, and you know, we just kind of have come to realize that, like, they need us at this point. Like, they cannot get people to work in Detroit.
The Detroit Federation of Teachers Leadership has its own internal struggles. The union hasn't organized or even formally condoned the sick-outs. Chacker says the big push came from teachers at the school level, and she says they're doing it for Detroit students.
They're kids that are easy to take advantage of, and I will fight as hard as I can to ensure that that doesn't happen.
That's not how district and state officials see it. They say the sick-outs just hurt Detroit kids and parents like Crystal Fisher. They've accused the teachers of using them as pawns and engaging in illegal wildcat strikes. Michelle Stradowski is a spokesperson for the Detroit Public Schools. She says emergency manager Darnell Early does understand Detroit teachers' frustration.
But when teachers continue to do these sick-outs, it makes our efforts to talk to the legislatures and get them to say yes to investing in DPS that much more difficult.
Many Republican state lawmakers echoed just that sentiment this week. Bills calling for a bankruptcy-style restructuring have finally been introduced in Lansing. That's Governor Snyder's plan for the district. But the response has been lukewarm at best, and the governor is already struggling with another huge political crisis, Flint's water contamination disaster. He's got to figure it all out, though. Otherwise, the Detroit Public Schools will go broke before the end of the school year. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.